It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 20th, depending on when you listen to this, or the 21st. We run at 9 o'clock. We're right after the 9 o'clock news. It's hard to believe that not only is February behind us, but close to March. I also want to give a big shout-out to last week's guest, Rebecca Proctor, from the Art Center in the Dover area. She went through a lot of interesting things that are happening in the Dover area, and those of you that I know listened to the show were remarked with a lot of emails to me about they never knew something called the Art Center was there in Dover, and it's really helped the needs of the arts community in Dover. But this weekend with me again, March 20th and 21st, is Tim Allison, the Chief Advancement Officer of the Community College System of New Hampshire. I've known Tim for years. And Tim, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know there's a lot of great stuff happening in the Community College System, and I know you're busy, so thank you for joining me.
Well, good afternoon, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. So why don't you, given that the community college system has been in the news lately, but kind of take a step back and briefly describe the community college system of New Hampshire, sort of a broad overview, and then go from there.
Sure. I should just start by saying thank you to Northeast Delta Dental, because certainly the company, we'll talk about philanthropy obviously today, but I just wanted to thank you and the company for everything that you do for so many nonprofits, and clearly NHTI being one that's right there in your backyard. I spoke to the president recently and told her I'd be on air with you, and she wanted to convey that she said something along the lines of not only are they a good neighbor that you always dreamed of, but also the champion for the entire Concord community and beyond. So that's some good praise from Gretchen.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Gretchen. She's doing great, and that's great. All the things that we do, whether it's helping out the cross-country team or partnering with the hygiene school and so much more, it's a pleasure. And you know, we have an upcoming road race as part of the Capoeira Race Series, which actually is going to happen this year later than originally scheduled. So it's a lot of fun, and you know, a lot of our customer service reps are also, you know, trained over in NHTI. So it's a great win-win. So thank you for saying that. But back to NHTI and the community college system.
Yeah, so NHTI is one of seven community colleges across the state. I know on your show you've had a few different leaders of the seven institutions on air. So, you know, we have the seven, NHGI being one of the seven, everything from White Mountains Community College, River Valley over at Claremont and down to Keene, as well as Lakes Region and Laconia, Lakes Region Community College. And then when you head south from NHGI, of course, Manchester Community College.
Yeah, Dr. Nashua. Brian.
Yep. Yeah, Dr. Bicknell, yeah. And then, of course, over to Great Bay. And so they really sort of serve as the hub in each of their communities for, you know, providing access for students that are, you know, thinking about continuing on. I also should apologize, Tom. I have a snow removal happening outside my door, so I can't really
that as we – Yeah, no problem. We can hear you loud and clear, so.
Okay, great. But yeah, so we have our own the community college system in New Hampshire, as governed by Board of Trustees and many folks who you know well, business leaders in the community. And my role in the chancellor's office is really one of basically I report into the chancellor, but I feel as if I also work with all the seven presidents across the state to help raise the awareness and build the culture of philanthropy. So. And I'm happy to talk a little bit more at the local level of what the colleges are doing. Would that be?
Oh, absolutely. That would be great. And I think people, the community college system. If you want to go there for 2 years and get into the workforce, if you want to do the two there and then go on and get a 4-year degree, if that's what you'd like to do. There are all of these articulation agreements, not just with New Hampshire universities, but also, as I mentioned, in that example, with Bryan College. So I think, So I think if you could kind of explain how all this kind of fits together, That'd be great.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. And so we serve over 26,000 students a year through our 7 community colleges. And, the enrollment in community colleges is kind of countercyclical to the economy, right? As we, as we emerge from that last recession with a low unemployment, enrollment can decline in the community colleges. And as we have challenging economic times, which we're in right now, we can expect that that trend of increased enrollment will happen as we're moving into the fall and into next year. So we offer a range of degrees. You touched upon a few of them, everything from, arts and humanities, business, hospitality, and culinary. There's plenty of opportunities for students, high school students that are looking to go on and study STEM and advanced manufacturing. And many of those students, as you also noted, look at, completing their associate's degree with us and then matriculating on to either University of New Hampshire or Plymouth State. And, of course, in the healthcare field, which is near and dear to Northeast Delta Dental's business, the dental hygienist program, as well as the nursing programs that exist at multiple colleges. And so, our partnership in each of the communities, we also have a very broad a deep relationship with New Hampshire Auto Dealers Association. So 4 of our campuses are focused on auto tech programs, where if you're graduating from Lakes Region Community College with a degree in auto tech and, go to work for a local GM dealer, a lot of those young men and women are making a very good salary from which they can, potentially purchase a home and raise a family here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely, and I think that's where I know when I was chair of the State Board of Ed and also still chair of the New Hampshire Coalition for Business and Education is to make sure the community and parents and the students themselves understand that, like working on a car now is not, greasy rags and stuff. This is like all computerized stuff, and there's so many openings, and we know, whether it's Hypertherm and other companies, Albany, there are a lot of these openings that are out there, but we're looking for students that have the necessary 2-year degree or the certification on this technology. So I really think that the community college system is so poised for today's economic and time sensitive reality. And in fact, your mission, when I was preparing for today's show, your mission is to provide residents with affordable, accessible education and training that aligns with the needs of New Hampshire's businesses and communities developed through an innovative, efficient, and collaborative system of colleges. So really, I love the sort of the, relating it, to the business. So I know that there's a lot of cool certification programs, too, that are part of the what we term the 65 by 25. Now, I'm trying to get away from jargon, but 65 by 25 is simply by the year 2025, many stakeholders and the government wanted New Hampshire to be in a position that by the year 2025, the 65% of the adult population either had a 2- or 4-year degree or a certificate for all of these openings. Now we're trending a little bit behind that. When we first put it out there, we were probably like at 50%, and it's going to be a challenge to get to 65%. But certainly the community college system is a huge part of the 65 by 25. And Tim mentioned STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. So I just wanted to get that out there. So tell us your role in 65 by 25.
So I think you touched upon it. It's a jargon that potentially a lot of your listeners might not be familiar with, but it's a goal, obviously, that looks at developing the workforce. We know that a lot of students graduate from high school. Actually, really, I don't have the percentage right with me, but a large percentage of high school graduates in New Hampshire do not go on to an advanced degree of any type of certification. And we're really focused on changing that, as well as individuals who are, you know, living and working, and non-traditional students, if you will, who want to revisit college and revisit, you know, or go to college for the first time, and under, you know, certificate program, as you mentioned, or any number of trades. Whether we, I've been up in Berlin at the campus at White Mountain Community College and seen, you know, had a lunch in their little cafeteria there with their culinary program chefs, and many of them are, you know, my age or older, and are, you know, in a second career and learning how to become a pastry chef to support the hospitality in the North Country and support tourism. So there's, you know, there's a range of opportunities, and that goal is really focused on looking at, in that case, you know, students that are leaving Berlin High School and may not think that college is a reality for them. They either be our running start programs in the high schools, or just in, you know, good old fashioned open houses, and creating opportunities. And, you know, welding is one of those trades that there's a huge demand for, and there's a great opportunity for young men and women to enter into a trade like that. That, as you suggested, it's not the old days of just changing the oil, right?
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio this March 20th and 21st. And with me is the terrific Chief Advancement Officer for the Community College System of New Hampshire, Tim Allison. And for the second half of the program, the first half, we talked a lot about the community college system and the specific programs, and it's pretty amazing that they offer over 200 associate programs at affordable rates of tuition, and over 26,000 learners, you know, take part in the community college system, and how, if you go to the community college system, you can, this is a tagline from any shiny way, you can start there and go anywhere, or after 2 years, you know, get a job. But what I would like to now do is to have Tim focus on his in his role as Chief Advancement Officer, how you're transitioning into trying to sort of building a culture of partnership and philanthropy. And provide any history that you'd like.
Sure. Yeah, I also hold another title as Executive Director of the Foundation for New Hampshire Community Colleges, which actually you can access information on that online at givenhcc.org, givenhcc.org. And the foundation has been around for more than 20 years. It exists really for the sole purpose of supporting the seven colleges. Historically, you know, funds raised across our seven colleges have been, you know, what I would call event-driven. They've been, you know, wonderful opportunities for the community to engage. I think maybe, Tom, you might have danced with the stars a couple times on campus, right?
You definitely. I won the People's Choice, and then the last year before COVID hit, which I guess the last year that we've done it, was a one vote shy of that, I think, when some of my friends didn't show up for me. But in any event, no, a lot of fun, great fundraiser. It is one of the most exhilarating experiences. So I know we're taking a little bit of sabbatical on that, but definitely when it returns,
yeah,
I'm putting on a plug. Definitely, if you haven't participated, please do.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. So that event, and there across the colleges, Nashua has a similar event where they bring folks together for, you know, an auction and an opportunity for the community to really come to the campuses. I think all of our campuses are really wonderful places to tour. So when we do come out of the challenges with social distancing, I'd encourage your listeners to wherever they may be, to find out where their college is and contact me and or the president to see. And so those events really have driven a lot of sort of the way funds have been raised across the colleges, as well as companies, of course, you know, sponsoring, but very limited relationship building across the colleges. And so I was hired a couple of years ago to come in and begin to build a more sort of formalized internal structure, if you will, but then kind of get ourselves, as you know, as a business person, a little more externally oriented towards our customers. And then by that, there can be alumni that live in our communities, or residents around Wanapisaki that, although they may not have a direct connection to Lakes Region Community College, when they get their oil changed or when they're having some work done on their with their dentist, they are interfacing with students from their community colleges. So we're in the early stages. We did just do our first comprehensive annual campaign across the seven colleges, where we saw some great results from people of all ranges providing gifts and from $25 to $25,000. So we're very excited. The smaller gifts are just as important as the larger ones, because we really are looking at building the two-year colleges across the country. Tom, have a real opportunity to begin to flex a little more muscle, if you will, because they have such a great case for support.
Absolutely, I think that's it's on the cat board seat for sure. Let's briefly segue now to a very compelling young lady, Grace Orzechowski, who tragically lost her battle with cancer in December, and how much, how many dollars were raised for the endowed fund in Grace's name. And again, her dad is a dentist, so I know very, very well. And I basically kind of followed her career, from afar, being in Concord. She was a great athlete and so forth. So tell us about that story.
Sure. Yes, it's super difficult for the family, of course, probably the most difficult thing a family can go through. I never knew Grace, but I feel as if I've gotten to know her over the last few months. We were approached by her family last year, and they established an endowed fund, a scholarship fund, through the foundation for New Hampshire Community Colleges and for the benefit of NHTI, and specifically the radiology training program. And so essentially we set that up. We kind of built that frame, that house, if you will, and we knew Grace was not going to be with us for long, but she was a fighter. And from what I've heard from her family, she was really a pretty amazing young woman. Tragically, yes, she passed away in December. And after that, we worked with the family, and it was an incredible outpouring of support across the community, across the country, really. And over $60,000 was raised in Grace's name. And that will be an endowed fund that will basically provide scholarships for NHTI students forever. In Grace's name, we're going to have a small bench a granite bench that we'll have as a place for students to be, have an engraving. So it's just a great story, and we're so humbled, honored to be there for her and for the family. And so I appreciate you bringing it up.
It's a sad story, but her spirit and energy will live on, and of course Northeast Delta Dental contributed to that. And you mentioned kind of the importance of an endowed fund too. So we one of our former lead dentists here, Dr. Thurston Carpenter, we established a fund in his name, and students are able to get scholarships as a result. So companies out there or individual benefactors definitely can have a lifelong, forever process of giving out scholarships if you do establish, the endowment. So shout out to you for, organizing it. And again, Grace's family, I know it's definitely still a difficult time, but her memory and her energy will live on. Let's switch now a little bit to how you reach out to alumni. I know that that's one of your goals, and I think you've had some great stories. And so how can I know you've given out your how to reach you, given hcc.org, but tell us a little bit about the importance of reaching out to alumni and why.
Sure. And as I mentioned earlier, historically the community colleges have not, if you or I went to Stanford, we would clearly be in close touch on a very frequent basis with the Stanford Alumni Department. And at the community colleges in New Hampshire, we have not, we have an opportunity really to improve the communication. So we're doing that in a variety of different ways at the college level. There are a lot of different Facebook groups, and then of course the solicitation that we sent was a way to reach them, but also to communicate that we're here. Sort of a bit of pioneering happening with reaching out to folks. And you know, I was down on the Seacoast at an event at McLean, and a gentleman I had known in previous business, he asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I was raising funds for the college, community colleges, and he, as a gentleman by the name of Jim Brannon, he said, I went to White Mountain Community College. Of course, it had a different name back then. It was the Voc-Tex at Berlin, but he matriculated from there on to UNH and got an advanced degree out of state, and he's now the president of First Seacoast Bank and right there in Dover, a formerly Federal Savings Bank. So there are just great stories out there of people that really got their lift, Tom, from you know, leaving high school and meeting a professor, faculty member that really showed them that they can move beyond their wildest dream.
People want to contact you. How we get that information? And any final word that you would like to talk about, either on the foundation or your role in the system in general?
Well, I would just again, I'd echo the thanks to you and to the company and for everything that you do for not only our colleges but the nonprofit community as a whole. I think there's something close to 8,000 nonprofits across the state. So there's a
and we're involved in most of them.
yeah, you probably get 100 calls a day from right. So yeah, but I'm glad you mentioned the faculty. You know, behind every student story of success is the faculty, and you know, there are some great stories on our website about impact at givenhcc.org. So we are open and responsive and ready for business across the state, and I'm really looking forward. I've so enjoyed my job because it shifts in between all sorts of interesting people, including yourself, around people that care about New Hampshire, you know, care about economic development, and many companies across our community that we patronize on a daily basis are running really on the fuel of the community college system. So.
Exactly. And I think that whole sort of business relationship, again, the Business and Education Coalition constantly talks about the community college system. And as I mentioned earlier, in addition to Dr. Brian, we had Allison Malika from the NHGI Business Training Center on a few weeks ago. And, you know, and she was talking about the business training center that's there and some of the micro-credential training that employers want. So it's a great program. And it's a great system and great leadership from you, Tim. So thanks. Keep it going. I know that there's always challenges, but I think the community college system is on the catbird seat. And if people want the annual report, just go on ccsnh.edu, and you'll get a lot of information there. Tim, thank you for joining me this weekend.
For sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tom. Thanks to your listeners for tuning in.
Great.